and so I was educated in the United States, finished my graduate degree at the University of Chicago, did some postdoc work in Washington, and then got a academic position here at the University of Alberta in 1974. Okay. Yeah, this was in the, right at the Vietnam War time, and there were no academic positions in the U.S. And Edmonton, Alberta was booming because the oil boom, and so being in geology, it was a very easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. My PhD supervisor is a Canadian, and a lot of the people I worked with in Washington were Canadian, so Canada's very strong in earth science and geology, so Canadian geologists are everywhere, so it's easy, you know, like I'd met Canadian. I mean, it wasn't like I was dropped into a strange place, strange area. So it's very smooth and easy. Because I work with oil and gas, I've been here more than 35 years, and my laboratory and work has never suffered for lack of money. Alberta's always been filthy rich, and there's always been opportunity to keep up. And I've done a lot of exciting things. I mean, the obvious money maker is oil and gas, and I'm starting to work now with sort of environmental issues, you know, trying to solve problems with leaking oil and gas wells and so, which I find some sort of contributing to society, not just exploiting. In terms of the Latian stuff, is in the last four years, I started an initiative on studying amber, like scientifically studying amber, the origin of amber, and the kinds of things amber can tell you. And it was done basically purely because I could, you know. I have Lel has tons of amber, and I was curious about amber, and there was people in my department that were also interested. I mean, I could get interested in amber studies, so. You know, for me, amber is important, and so why the hell not? Why not analyze amber and study amber instead of coal or instead of trees or something? Well, amber comes from trees, but, Baltic amber comes from a tree that no longer exists in that part of the world, but is still alive in Japan. It's called the Japanese umbrella tree.
And nobody knows this. They all think it
comes
from
pine.
Trees that are there now. Like the same trees.
They think it's, the public thinks that it's the tree you see that created the amber, but it's not true at all. We've published that actually in a reputable journal, so we're all happy about it. And then I work with other people on like inclusions in amber, like insect inclusions in amber, and try to understand, not so much as an entomologist, we try to identify insects, but to understand if the amber records some kind of ecological signal. And part of that actually grew into a little study on mountain pine beetles. Mountain pine beetles, when they attack pine trees, they actually kill the tree, but the tree usually produces a lot of sap and so on, which could be a potential future amber